my college band had around the 1968. It's pretty much structured, modeling after French art school. Mainly like Sorbonne. You can get in Sorbonne. It's a last stage of a French academy. Why French academy? It's a classic academy. You can study way back to the time of Greek civilization, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's all connected to one of the classic art. But around the 19th century, or early 20th century, those new age began, enlightenment. That what called a grandfather of the Impressionist movement. And so they called it French Academy. Then they made the training much easier and accepted foreign students like Japanese. Otherwise, the classic studio was so strict.
Yeah.
Them, yeah. And average college or somewhere cannot afford to give that kind of studio condition to a student, you know? So French Academy made it pretty simplified, like a pigmentation, you know? It is like all come out from dark earth, it come out from earth, you know?
Mm.
Something to the earth, stone or whatever, but not man-made stuff. But then around that time, you know, chemistry has developed, pigmentation, what's called artificial pigmentation. Become industrialized. So French academician utilize that one. No longer you want cobalt blue or something, you no longer need to go to Italy and dig out cobalt and you know, this is painting. Artists used to make their own paintings.
Yes.
Carpenterized stones and do what like you do with beef and eggs.
So they had their very own peculiar colors that were peculiar to them.
Yeah, then that's one of the things that they used to make money out of it. Make it your own pattern, your particular blue. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how artists' society, guild society is made up of, you know? So the method of painting, or method of any kind of knowledge about color, especially, you know, like blue, and kept totally house secret. You got to be a disciple of Pedro Truman, just like copyright. Also made money, you know what I mean? Means of survival. But then, modern technology made it truly homogeneous. You know, no matter how to go about the method of product, it's the same. There's no subtle difference. That kind of situation to come.
Mm.
Yeah. Then at the same time, democratization, you know, encyclopedia movement put tons of weight on education, public education. Now you have tons of educated public. You know? And that's what made this classical society, you know. When you talk about the politics, you say that it's geopolitics, you know, but how is art? There is a geo-art.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly conditioned by particular location, you know? That's how it works, painting.
Mm.
You know, it asks what kind of art it produces, and why Florence, with such a funky press for artists, it has a big marble, just like background, you know?
Mm.
With marble. Then another thing was, they produce a very good, I think, cobalt blue or something very precious one. Like henna or amber or that kind of stuff. It's just that. Not much, you know, but like blue or pure blue or maybe pure red or something pure one. You can make most easily by chemical combination, you know. Big revolution happened. The Enlightenment movement, the Republic of the Enlightenment, and the Gnostic religion. That's when our education happened, you know. Educated, you know, one professor educated many, just utilized common characteristics of public education in artists for art.
Right.
You know. That's the reason I think they call it the French Academy. Because if it's a classic academy, you cannot do that. You know what I mean? They're breaking all the rules. But I think they kept it as one condition. Any art work of art supposed to last 500 years. That's the only standard. Yeah. If nothing happens, all my paintings supposed to last 500 years.